This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The North Texas Food Bank has big dreams. It announced plans this week to add 30 million meals a year over the next decade. But what's it take to run the food bank on a single day? After announcing a bold 10-year plan to jump from 62 million meals a year to 92 million, staffers at the North Texas Food Bank admit it will be a challenging decade. Forget 10 years down the road. Serving what they do now isn't exactly a cinch. Simon Powell is the food bank's chief operating officer. He says you never really know what food is coming in or when.
So imagine running a business and you don't know when your suppliers are going to deliver or what they're going to deliver.
It's hard to plan when you're not sure what's coming into the warehouse. Pallets of frozen chicken, button mushrooms, or caramel-flavored rice cakes. Volunteers are responsible for taking those large bulk donations and breaking them down into manageable portions. Today, it's several dozen Bank of America employees bagging up Hatch chilies.
We're taking out the spoiled ones and filling up the bag with good ones.
The volunteers are working on 3 pallets. That's just a fraction of what the warehouse in Southwest Dallas will deal with today.
So at any given day, we're processing about 150 to 200 pallets worth of food. And every given week, we're doing up close to about 1 million pounds.
1 million pounds of food a week. That means a pretty quick pace, especially when someone with food calls and says, come get it now or you lose it.
Occasionally a donor will call us and they need to clear their dock within an hour or so of calling us. So we have to be very prepared to be able to use one of our trucks or go out there and pick up food at short notice.
Donations come from grocery stores, churches, big corporations. Staffers are constantly juggling, stocking the freezers and refrigerators, so balanced meals go out every day, not just on the days meat, dairy, and produce come in. The bottom line? Across 13 counties, the food bank gives out 175,000 meals a day. Sometimes 400 to 500 volunteers show up on a single afternoon. When that happens, the food bank's a well-oiled machine, sorting food and stuffing backpacks with take-home meals for kids to eat over the weekend.
We can easily, in a record-breaking day, do thousands of backpacks.
When fewer volunteers show up, food bank staffers have to pick up the slack. It's all about flexibility and patience. The reward, Powell says, is gratitude.
Truly just to see the spark that's in their eyes when they receive the food is something that's very indescribable.
Which is why the food bank is up for the challenge. 50% more meals by 2025. That means many more donations.
Yeah, you just tie it up in a knot.
Also, more refrigerated warehouse space and more community partners. The volunteer roster will have to double.
I don't hardly have enough sack left to tie a knot in.
But when you're already making 62 million meals a year, what's another 30 mil? Courtney Collins, KERA News.